Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Wednesday, November 3rd. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. So this is the morning after the off-year elections. Yesterday, there were very important elections in Virginia and in New Jersey, and a stunning upset in Virginia with Glenn Youngkin beating Terry McAuliffe. So this isn't a podcast about the politics of that, but it is a podcast about the principle in physics and the principle in nature that underlies what I believe happened yesterday in that upset and in other upsets, in instances where a left-leaning candidate was edged out, replaced, whatever, by a conservative candidate. And the principle that I'm talking about is one of balance, of seeking balance. When we get into areas of extremes, both in behavior and in thought, there tends to be a natural inclination for extremes to seek balance. Amy Edmondson is an American scholar on leadership, teaming, organizational learning. Currently, she is the Novartis Professor of Leadership at Harvard Business School. Ms. Edmondson wrote a book called A Fuller, F-U-L-L-E-R, A Fuller Explanation, and it is an attempt to bring to the less intellectualized reader an understanding about Buckminster Fuller, the futurist, and some of his thoughts on physics, on energy in particular. And out of that book, A Fuller Explanation, I've pulled a quote that I think is very applicable to what I'm talking about in this podcast, which is the tendency in nature and in human beings to seek balance. So here it is. Nature exhibits a fundamental drive toward equilibrium. Nature's tendency to seek equilibrium is a spontaneous reaction. It is the path of least resistance. Forces continue to push or pull until counterbalanced, and in the absence of other influences, symmetrical considerations dominate, end quote. So why am I bringing that up in relationship to what happened yesterday in the Virginia race? Well, it's because I believe that we have spent a year seeing extreme agendas and extreme behavior and extreme outcomes, extreme effects of what has attempted to be instituted by the government, particularly around COVID. I think that the response to COVID, the extreme response to COVID, not that COVID isn't an illness, not that COVID hasn't been a pandemic, not that a lot of people haven't died from it, but proportionally speaking, the response to COVID, shutting everything down, shutting down the economy, effectively harming the economy to a great degree over the last year, the excessive printing by the Fed, not just in the last year, but over the last 10 years, the excessive printing by the federal government leading us to the inflation that we are now just at the beginning of experiencing. The extreme to which gender has been taken, both in and out of our public school system, the extreme to which supersensitivity among college students to hearing anything that remotely upsets them, when in fact you go to college for the very purpose of having yourself challenged, your thoughts challenged, your horizons expanded. And that doesn't happen by creating safe rooms for students. So we have been living for the last 11 months since this administration's inauguration with all of these, and I'm going to call them radical changes, radical efforts to radically change the way Americans are used to living. The shutting down of the Keystone Pipeline, which led us to complete dependence on Middle Eastern oil once again, as evidenced by what's happening at the gas station. You can't just swing the pendulum all the way in one direction and expect it to stay there. It doesn't work that way. Equilibrium is a state sought in nature, and it is a state sought by human nature. Yes, we all go through periods when we ourselves may be involved in extreme behavior, but all of us know that you can't stay there for long without doing damage, because extremes at any end of the spectrum are not healthy. They're not productive, and they're not in support of our highest good. We do best in a state of equilibrium. Now, I'm not talking about a state of stasis where there's no growth and no movement. Even when seeking balance, there is still somewhat of a movement as you reach a state of balance. And we never really stay there because, again, it's not to reach a state where all life stops and there is no movement and there is no growth. But there's a far cry between being sort of around a state of equilibrium, in the vicinity of a state of equilibrium, and being all the way out there on the very ends of the perimeter of what is possible and what is acceptable and what is doable by the average American. And so I think what happened yesterday in Virginia, I think the incredible turnout, you know, I live in Texas and we didn't have a gubernatorial election yesterday, but we did have amendments on the ballot. And I went to vote about 7 p.m. last evening. And it's a local church not far from where I live where the voting booths are. When I walked in, there was a very long line, and I was shocked because these are just amendments. These are not any particular offices that anyone is running for, and the line was long. One of the women working the election center said she brought a book that she never got to open all day. She thought it was going to be a very slow day. And I maintain that even here in Texas, people reached a point where they're just fed up with what's being forced upon us by extreme edicts, extreme executive orders, extreme end runs around the Constitution. People had enough. And as Americans, we still in our gut believe, you know what? I have a vote. I have a vote and I'm going to use it. And I think that's what happened yesterday. I think the extraordinary turnout in Virginia, in New Jersey, here in Texas, elsewhere, the extraordinary numbers of people who turned out for off-year and even off-year election, as it could be defined, are people who are saying we've had enough. We have been too out of balance. We are too far from equilibrium. You are demanding too much of us. You are asking too much of us. You are forcing us into places we don't want to be. They are extreme in their ideology. They are extreme in their effect. And they are extreme in the adversity they are putting us through as the recipients and the objects of all of those oppressive, radical, extreme positions. I think yesterday was a great day in America. I think it was a day when the American people said, we still know how to reach out, grab that pendulum, and bring it back closer to a state of equilibrium. And it's also a caution. It's a caution going into the 2022 midterms. I don't believe Americans will forget soon the impact that they had yesterday. I think Americans have realized that they have a voice, and that voice can be a powerful tool when it is used in conjunction with others who feel the same way about the country. As I always say, each one of us has power. We have power in our own lives, true power, not force, true power, the power of being divinely created, uniquely God-oriented or source-oriented, if you would, individuals who are here for a reason, who are here at a specific time for a specific purpose. And if we identify that about ourselves, and then we find like-minded people, and we use the tools that are still at our fingertips and at this point, it's still the vote. One of those important tools is the vote under the Constitution. If we use that, and we use it collectively in the healthiest sense, not in the each person has to think like everybody else, but each person gets to think for themselves. If we use it that way, we can still turn this ship around. And the ship we want to turn around is a ship that was headed for, and still is to a great degree, let's not kid ourselves, a ship that is headed for centralized control, limiting individuality, limiting personal freedoms, dictating what people are taught in schools, dictating what people must put in their bodies. That's the ship that needs to be turned around. I think yesterday, the American people slammed on the brakes. And I think anyone who isn't listening will soon find themselves a political dinosaur. It was a good day in America yesterday. I applaud every single one of you in every single state who turned out to vote and did not believe that they didn't matter as an individual. We are all uniquely qualified to make a difference in this world, and yesterday is the proof of that reality. Keep up the good work, those of you who are out there thinking for yourselves and who come here for that very reason, to be reminded that you're not alone. Thanks for listening. I'm Carol Gold. I'll be back here again on Friday. And until then, think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.